Green building certification systems, which are a form of standard, exist in the federal government in particular, but for everybody else, as a way of measuring how well buildings are actually achieving various things in green standards. And they're mostly, some of them are point-based, some of them are system-based. We did a study of over 160 different kinds of tools in this arena. We found, working with the Pacific Northwest National Laboratory, that only three of them really addressed entire building systems. Those were the Living Building Challenge, LEED, and Green Globes. And what the committee discussed today was a series of findings of an interagency group over the summer, which made four recommendations, which have been out for public comment over the last couple of months. And we've just begun looking at the comments that are public comments. Green Building Advisory Committee has been looking at this for almost a year and a half now, and they made a recommendation to GSA that, from the committee's point of view, the use of LEED was most conducive to meet the requirements of the Energy Independence and Security Act.
Now, the Advisory Council is making this recommendation because of a law that was passed by Congress, signed by the President, to make federal buildings more energy efficient. Is that correct?
Well, it's not just energy efficient. There are a whole series of areas about buildings. It's energy efficient, it's water efficient, it's indoor environmental quality, and all of these things lead to what a holistic building is. I mean, the thing I try to remind people is that there's a reason for measuring this stuff in buildings, and that's because people use the buildings. And what we're trying to do across the federal government is make the benefits of buildings to the people in there as high as possible. I mean, because the buildings exist to help an agency achieve its mission. And, you know, whether that's a hangar in the Air Force or whether that's a hospital in the Veterans Administration or it's an office building in GSA, they all exist to help people get the job done, and that's the mission of the federal government.
Advisory Committee's debate was pretty spirited today. There was some disagreement, some debate over, is one standard enough? There should be multiple standards. And then how should that you go forward with that? As you mentioned, the recommendation was to strongly encourage the use of LEED. Many agencies already are using LEED, so this is not going to be a huge change for many? Or what's your take on the recommendation?
In a lot of cases, the discussion was pretty nuanced in the recommendation, and many people pointed out that it's not just what system you use, but how you use the system, where you put your focus. And I think one of the things that the federal government is very clear about is that we use these as a really effective way to measure what the federal government specifies, but they're not the specification. Different agencies have different forms of expressing those specifications. In many cases, we will refer to standards. We refer to ASHRAE energy code standards, for example. We refer to International Code Council things for some parts of the fire code. We use the National Fire Protection Association. There are a whole slew of standards about what should go on in building. And of course, then there's local building codes and state building codes. And depending on the environment, we adopt those by reference as well. So that's the requirements for what gets done. And then green building certification system are one of the means by which you measure whether you got what you specified.
One of the things that we heard time and again was a couple of the vendors or people in the industry came in and had to express some concern over the use of LEED. How do you take those concerns and as you make your recommendations to the GSA administrator, incorporate them into the final recommendations that are from the advisor committee?
Not just today. I mean, we put the four basic findings of the interagency group that looked at this out on the Federal Register. It's been out for slightly more than 60 days. And we have over 400 comments from over 160 people. We are systematically going through those and incorporating in those. And they will be incorporated into the final recommendation. So we're looking at all of those things in the context. And we'll comments themselves will be published, so people can come back and look at them if they want to. But I think that you will see that the richness and nuance of our recommendation to the Secretary will incorporate those comments and ideas.
What happens next? So these recommendations go to GSA, and what does GSA do?
The Administrator of General Services will send a formal recommendation to the Secretary of Energy, and then the Secretary of Energy, in consultation with the Secretary of Defense and the Administrator of General Services, will decide what the federal government is going to do. Now, what happens, in fact, is it's not three people sitting in a room, but it's a collaborative interagency process, which is fairly transparent and fairly inclusive, that actually leads to this kind of a decision.
from a timing standpoint, are you looking at this as another year till a final decision is made? Or is it sometimes hard to tell because obviously with the government, things can take faster and slower?
What we know is that we're on a time schedule right now for the administrator to make a recommendation to the Secretary of Energy by midsummer. That's what we can control. What happens after that could take a year. It could be shorter. It could be longer. It really depends.
This conversation around LEED is something that's not necessarily new. The federal government has been a leader in both or working on the standard, but also deploying the standard and making their buildings meet the LEED gold, silver, platinum standards. In fact, just recently, there was a competition of Energy Star buildings, and 15 federal buildings received fairly high marks. Give me a sense of how these 15 federal buildings that received these high marks. This is an example, if you will, of what's happening across the government.
Energy is a great one to talk about. And Energy Star, it's interesting. It's a great measurement device as well. It's not a whole building measurement device. It only looks at one aspect of the building, which is why it doesn't sort of show up in this other list. Across the federal government, we're looking to drive costs and waste out of the system. We're also trying to get towards energy independence. We're trying to get towards a reduction in the consumption of energy, also reduction of the cost. Energy Star is a terrific measure because it measures you against all of your like buildings in a like geography. And what it really represents in the case of these buildings is the local people looking at every possible thing you can do to drive. And that means working with the tenants in the building. It means looking at what kind of loads of the building, who's using what, how do you incorporate what you're doing as a building manager with what the tenants are doing. One building, for example, I know of, it was through these conversations that they discovered that even though we were running the systems 24/7, they only needed it 16/6. So just by cutting out those extra hours, and it was just one of those things that it started out being a 24/7 operation, and through various efficiencies, they were able to cut back, and yet the building hadn't kept up. So it's making sure that communication is open. If you don't have a really integrated look at the building, looking at, you know, how you're losing heat, how you're gaining heat, what your insulation is, what the envelope is doing, what the mechanical systems are doing, and mostly what the people are doing inside the building, it's that integration that makes you really excel in this. And that's what we're seeing across the board in the federal government.